The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Game two of our doubleheader, the Hiawatha Redhawks are at the Centralia Panthers. Hiawatha out of Class 3A is 1-1 on the season. As for Centralia, they are the number 4 team in the KBCA Class 1A D1 poll at 2-0 on the regular season. And a big reason for that is number 5, Tritton Talley, having a very nice start to his season. 11 points a game, 4.7 boards, and 3 steals a game as well. The Panthers are right now averaging 49.5 points per game and 36.5 points given up per contest. And they don't turn the ball over very much. They allow just 11 turnovers a game, and they're also very good at passing the ball. They're a team that likes to move the ball around the perimeter quickly. As for Hiawatha, can their speed match up with Centralia? It's going to be a very interesting matchup here tonight. Hiawatha doesn't have the most length, but they got the athletes. Should be a good one here for you tonight. As mentioned, Centralia, number 4 in the poll, only behind Opie at number 1, Maxville at number 2, and South Gray at number 3. As for Hiawatha, they're trying to prove that they belong in the poll. They got some work to do, though, and a win here tonight would certainly help. Let's go and step aside for a break. We'll have more with our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMTA and on the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no. Not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha in Centralia. Game number one decided by just 5 points, in which the Panthers won that one 43-38 in the girls' game. And here we go with game number two, starting for Centralia. It's Maverick Becker, Trenton Talley, Brock Kramer, Paxton Bowers, and Brock Reinecke. And they're underway as Hiawatha wins the tip. Here is Ashton Rocky. Gives up briefly to Boswell. Now, top of the key with it is Caden Morton. Inside, trying to get it to Keough, but almost turned it away. Gathered in the corner, pass deflected out of bounds. So, for the Redhawks, it's Ashton Rocky, Malachi Isaac, Cameron Boswell, Caden Morton, and David Keough starting. First possession of the game for the Redhawks in their blue jerseys. The visitors on the scoreboard, of course. Isaac on the floor, defended heavily by Matt Becker. And a switch and a foul. Ooh, that's against Paxton Bowers. And it is. Bowers had a very nice opening game against Nemaha Central, helped them to a win in Seneca. Didn't have a great game against Care Paravel. Didn't really need him, though. Had a sizable victory on Tuesday. Hanging it off to Isaac. Senior gives it up. Far side wing. Keogh. Top of key for Boswell. The ball movement from the Red Hawks, but better defense from Centralia. Kicking the corner. Three ball on the way by Boswell is good. Full court press for the Red Hawks. Nice behind the back move by Bowers to get past it. In lane, falling over, and he's fouled. That one is going to go against Boswell. Both teams with one team foul. Just 48 seconds in. 3-0 Hiawatha over Centralia. Top of the key, Matt Becker with the ball. Defended by Boswell. Gives it up far side wing. Reineke looks on. Top of the key for Kramer. Century pass. Becker. Block to block pass. Reineke. Puts the shot up. He's fouled and one. Reineke with the first basket of the game for the Panthers. Chance to tie it right back up. It was pretty good help defense. Moving over to make that play was Morton, but unable to stop Reineke from making the shot. That free throw rattles all over the place and does go in. 3-3. 6:50 to go. Hand off. Losing the ball momentarily. Boswell picks it up. Rocky goes to his right. Gives it to Isaac. Top of the key. Far side wing. Keo, the senior, hands it off. Free ball. Boswell. That one is pure. He's 2-for-2 from beyond the arc at 6-3. More pressure in the backcourt for Hiawatha. Trying to beat it. Becker gives it up ahead. And able to get across that court was Tally. From baseline, Reineke, kick it out. Three ball in the way by Paxton Bowers. That one too strong. Long rebound in the air. Rebound by Tally, and he lays it in. Trenton Tally. Makes it 6-5. Nice cut in the lane. Boswell shoved, and he can't get the shot to go, but he's fouled. Boswell very aggressive here early, making his shot so far. First free throws of the game for either team. On the way, and left that one short. Coach Smith talking things over with his point guard, Rocky. Second one on the way for the Southpaws. No good. Gets his own miss and dribbles it back out. Isaac now with it, top of the key. 6-2 to go. 6-5, Hiawatha leads Centralia. Far side wing, Isaac. Top of the key, Boswell hands it off to Keo. On the floor once before giving it up to Morton. On baseline, Boswell double teamed. Let me get out of there. Lob pass intercepted by Bowers. So it's a push. Doesn't have numbers. Lays it up. No good. 2-1 now for Hiawatha. Boswell. Shot is up. He's blocked. Rather, he gets a block call for him. Trying to take the charge was. That was Matt Becker. Fix up the personal. Second team foul. First free throw is no good. That is actually the third team foul against Centralia. Second free throw is good. Boswell. It's now 8-5. I thought it was 7-5. Near side wing, Becker. In the corner, Tally fires away a three. That one is good. Trent Tally comes off the screen, knocks down the three. And now a travel in the backcourt by Rocky. So they're saying it's 8-8, although I have 8-7, because he didn't make that first free throw. Reineke is blocked in the lane. Shut up. Gets his own miss. We'll try it again. Nice up fake. Shot up. Good. And now they got it right. 10-7. Driving in the lane. Rocky, no good. Out of control. Rebound by Bowers. Pushing up ahead. Kramer tries to score it, and he's fouled on the floor. So that goes against Keough. His first personal. Team foul number three. Down to Reinicke. Now to Bowers. Far side corner, tally, entry pass, Reinicke goes to work. From the block, far side, falling away, knocks it off the glass. He has seven. It's 12-7 Centralia over Hiawatha. Isaac, drive and kick. Rocky, cross-court pass, Keough fires away three. He weren't set up, and he misses off the right side. Bowers looks to push, from straight away, kicks in the corner, Becker. Nice touch pass to Tally. That one's no good. That one a little short on that three-point attempt from the far side wing. Rebound by Keough. Pushing up ahead, Isaac. Nice pass to Boswell. Floater straight away. That one's no good. Rather from the far side block. Rebound by Reinicke. Centralia now going up tempo. Underneath the basket, pass top of the key. Becker has a lane to drive. Pulls up 14-footer. Got it to go. Tally and Reinicke have all of their 14 points. They have 7 apiece. It's 14-7. Got a football score here in Centralia. Runner no good by Isaac. Gets a goal miss. Second try. That one's no good. No shot by Rocky. That one is no good. Rather, that third attempt was Morton who had that miss. Rebound to Centralia. Power stops. Gets up to Tally. He'll drive baseline. Has an easy wide open lane. Misses the layup, though. A rebound for the Redhawks. Now a foul against... It's going to be against Brock Kramer. That's his first in team sports. He's tanking in for the first time for Centralia. So is Marcus Heinen. Hand off. Boswell. Top of the key. Zachary Kappelman. In the game for the first time for the Redhawks. That's hands by Reinicke to poke it free from Morton. And he gets the steal. Layup by Reinicke is good. That was a grown man move by Brock Reinicke. He has 9. It's 16-7 Centralia. 3:16 left to go. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA and on the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net.
If you're toy shopping this year, don't miss the selection and the special toy sale pricing at Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca. Through December 31st, save 20% off toys. And these are name brand toys like Tommy, Bruder, and Big Farm. Heinen's has a great selection of farm tractors and implements, construction equipment toys, and other toys that'll bring hours of enjoyable playtime for your kids and grandkids. See the toy savings you'll find at Heinen True Value Farm Supplies at 307 Main in downtown Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
KMZA.
16-7. Nice fast start by the Panthers over Hiawatha. 3:16 to go, first quarter. Jarrett Slubby back with you from Centralia. Brock Reinicke having a nice day, has 9 points. Trenton Talley has 7. And Cameron Boswell also has 8 for Hiawatha. 7. The far side wing. Boswell has it. Gives it up. This is Kappelman with it. Well, off 2 is good. Kappelman with the basket and now on the other end getting rejected with tanking, but they're going to give a foul to the Redhawks. And we're going to go against T.O. That'll be his second. So free throw's coming up. That one's a little too strong. So in the game now for Hiawatha, Paul Leyba, that free throw is no good. We're thinking left that a little bit short. Rebound for the Redhawks. 16-9, still our score, 2:47 remaining in the opening quarter. Rocky with it, back in the game. Hands it off to Boswell. Kappelman has to leap to make that catch. Dribbles towards the wing, hands it off to Boswell from the far side. Morton posts up from the top of the key. Boswell makes a nice move, but it's going to be an illegal screen fought against Morton. fifth team foul and his second personal. Two against Morton, two against Keogh. He will come to the bench. Cooper Jacobson checking in for Hiawatha. Played well in the junior varsity game before this one started. Callie pass to Reinicke from the far side. Cutting across was Hinking. It goes through his legs. It's loose on the floor. It's a jump ball arrow for Panthers. Becker and Bowers checking in now for Centralia. Coming in for Tanking. And for Heinen as well. Inbound for Tally. Lobs it up for Bowers, just shy of half court. 2:13 to go, first quarter. Centralia 16, Hiawatha 9. Off the screen, Kramer collects it, top of the key, on drives left side. In the lane, nice move, and loses his footing, kicks it out. Tally, far side corner, three ball, no good, rattles out. Rebound, Reinicke, and he finishes it. Brock Reinicke having quite the quarter. 11 points, it's now 18-9. Rocky trying to get somebody open here. Not from inside the Centralia's half-court circle. It's going to be Zachary Kappelman collecting it. Pass to the near side corner. A little bit of a push-off from Rocky to get free from Becker. Nothing called. And nice drive in the lane. Shot up no good off the right side from Paul Leyba. Rebound for the Panthers. Pass in the corner. Nice little touch pass from Becker inside. The Reinicke turns around and finishes. 13 points for Brock Reinicke. It's 20-9. 1:11 to go, first quarter. Boswell driving, dumping it back for Jacobson on top of the key. Leyba fires away a three, actually a long two. It's no good. Mind the back move by Bowers, almost got away from him. Pass up ahead, does get away from Becker. It's a turnover back to Hiawatha. Reese Tanking now checking in for the Panthers, the junior. Checking in for Paxton Bowers. Junior for junior substitution. 56.6 seconds now left. Ashton Rocky, the senior point guard, brings it up for the Redhawks. Defended by Becker. Goes to his right, hands off to Boswell. Middle of the court. Now pass back to Rocky. Far side wing. Drives baseline. Stop. Dumping it off for Jacobson. Top of the key now. Driving right side is Kappelman. Far side wing. Rocky avoids a handoff. Now does hand it off to Boswell. 30 seconds now left. Kappelman. Pass into the corner. Three ball in the way. That one too strong by Boswell. Rebound. Nobody's going to get it. But now Leyba collects it. Shot up no good on the putback. And loose ball on the second attempt. And a foul is going to be called against the Panthers. That'll be Brock Kramer's second personal, 15th foul. So it'll be Marcus Heinen checking in after Kramer picks up his second. Lob pass to Jacobson. Takes the handoff, nice move to the inside, and he's fouled. And that one's going to go against Becker. That is his second. Bowers looking to check back into the game. Here is the left-handed Cooper Jacobson, and he knocks that one home. First points coming from a non-Cameron Boswell Redhawk. Second free throw. That one left that one short. Got his own miss. Putback is up. That one no good off the left side. Falls off the right side of the rim, and loose ball on the rebound. Foul against Hiawatha. Team foul number six. That one goes against, well, that was against Morton. It says it's only his first. I have that as his third foul, so I've messed that up somewhere. Trust the scorekeeper, then trust myself. Unless they made a mistake. Not quite sure. It's coming up for Leyba. That one no good on the front end of the 1-1. Loose ball last touched by Centralia as Heinen and Reinicke couldn't get it. 10 seconds left. Redhawks. I think it's something going offensively going into the end of the first quarter break. Leyba gets it in the corner. 6 seconds left. Pass high for Rocky. Gives it back to Leyba. 3 seconds left. Handoff. at the buzzer. Three ball on the way. No good from Kappelman. And that's how the first quarter comes to a close. So 13 points for Brock Reinicke. And it's the Panthers up 20-10 over the Redhawks. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on KMZA 92.1 FM and on the Hiawatha channel, MSCSports.net.
The Mohawk Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we try to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2023, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
20-10 after one quarter. Hiawatha gets the ball out of the break. Centralia leads. And here's a low bounce pass to Leyba. Try to drive off of it. And pass far side goes out of bounds. 13 points for Brock Reinicke in that first quarter. And the other seven all coming from Trenton Talley for Centralia. As for Cameron Boswell, he had 9 of the 10 points. His three ball is good by Boswell. With 20-13. Far side wing, cross court pass near side for Bowers. In the corner now, tanking with it. Lob pass up high, Bowers now to Talley. Drives baseline. Bounce pass to Reinicke, he's stripped. Goes to Talley though, double team shot up. Over the double team is good. Here's Rocky, far side wing. Driving baseline is Keogh. Shot up off the side of the backboard. No good, loose out of bounds. Centralia basketball, kind of a weird possession there for the Redhawks. 53 seconds into quarter number 2. Centralia 22, Hiawatha 13. Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. So it's Bowers with the ball for the Panthers, bringing it up. They're tanking. Back to Bowers as they attack Hiawatha's zone here. Played man-to-man all quarter. Reinicke with it. Far side corner. Bowers now to tanking. Not applying much ball pressure on the perimeter. As Hiawatha bounce pass short corner. Reinicke now will go to work. Baseline side. Pass deflected out of bounds. Will stay with the Panthers. That's a good decision from head coach Gary Smith, with the Panthers having a lot of success inside with Talley and Reinicke. Those being their only two scorers. Trying to force up some three-pointers here. Talley with it, near side corner, lob pass for Heinen. He collects it. Tries a reverse layup, it's swatted out of there. Fast break. And lost it out of bounds. It was deflected. That was Keogh with the rejection, the senior for the Redhawks. And they'll get the ball underneath the Centralia basket. Lob goes up top for Morton. Is it to Leyba, drives baseline, turns to a double team, loses it. Contact, no foul called. Reinicke trying to push up ahead. Nice spin move and a nice pass off the spin move. Misdirection. One dribble, gives up top. Long two is good for Trenton Talley. 17-footer. Makes it 24-13, 6 minutes to go in quarter number 2. Rocky, no passes on the possession, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Talley. He looks to push once again. Bowers. Far side. Cross-court pass near side for Reinicke from the perimeter. Drives middle. And a whistle and an offensive foul. Didn't look to me like it was too much forcible contact. But Rocky, being a lot shorter and smaller, was able to get the contact to fall over and really sell that call. And that is Brock Reinicke's second personal foul, according to the scoreboard. And the 18th foul. And timeout is going to be called. 30-second timeout, 92.1 KMZA, and on the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
A few scores for the girls. Omaha Central defeated Holton 52-43. Jackson Heights winning over Pleasant Ridge 53-26. Have more scores as they develop. Hiawatha with the ball out of the break, trailing 24-13 at Centralia. 5.5 to go, quarter number two. Isaac has it. Has far side wing to Keogh. He drives, cross court pass near side for Rocky. Three ball straight away by Boswell is good. That is his fourth three of the game. He has 15. It's now 24-16. Another lone point coming from Cooper Jacobson. Pretty similar to what Centralia is doing. They only have two scorers here. 13 points for Brock Reinecke. Rest coming from Trenton Talley. And they're really moving the ball slowly around the perimeter, trying to make the Redhawks come out and guard them, and they are not doing it. 2-3 zone for the Redhawks. Cross-court pass. Nice catch from Flowers. They had to leap up to get that one. Tanking. Nice pass down low to Heinen. He's double-teamed. Shot up over the defenders. No good. Tip up and good by Tanking. Caught it midair and threw it into the basket. His first points of the day. And now quickly the other way. Boswell puts up a three. That one's no good. Loose ball on the rebound. And a foul is called, I believe, against Heinen as Kia went up for the offensive rebound. And it is against Heinen, so 1-1 free throws coming up for the senior forward, David Keogh. Brock Kramer checking in for Centralia. Brock Reinecke is going to get a quick breather. Free throw on the way is good on the front end. Keogh has his first point of the day. Cameron Boswell, the only player to have made a field goal today. 4 3-pointers, and they have not made a single 2-pointer. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Trenton Talley for Centralia. Bowers to push it. Now we'll slow it down. 4:28 left to go. Second quarter, 26-17 in favor of Centralia over Hiawatha. Kramer now has it. Defended by Isaac. 1-1 dribble into the corner. They're tanking now back to Kramer. Again, they are not looking to move the ball quickly, with Hiawatha not willing to put any pressure in their 2-3 zone on the ball. Bowers just holding it from inside the Centralia circle. Kramer now gets it. Now right back to Paxton Bowers. Holding onto the ball. They're not willing to move it towards the basket. Again, there's 3:58 left to go in the second quarter, not the fourth quarter. And they're playing keep away. Line in corner. Now back to Bowers. They'll dribble it back to the top. Kramer and Bowers. Both neither have scored here today. There are only two people that are touching the ball so far in this possession. Back and forth, 3:35 left to go in quarter number two. Facing a lot of time here in this possession. Hiawatha just not willing to go out to the perimeter and put any pressure on the ball. They've wasted over 30 seconds on this possession already. They have not gotten it past the free throw line. 3:15 now left to go in the quarter. Kramer with it, now gives it to the top of the key to Bowers. Still getting away from pressure for Bowers, but they do bring up some pressure. Head coach Nick Evans for Centralia. Very interesting strategy for both teams this early in the game. Corner far side for Tanking. Now back to Kramer. 26-17 to get our score. Pass by head post for Talley. Pulls up 8-footer. That one's no good. So Hiawatha wins the battle. Possession almost lasting a full minute. Trying to push it up ahead. That pass by Isaac goes through three hands for Centralia, but is last touched by Keogh. Out of bounds. It'll be Centralia basketball with 2:39 left to go in this second quarter. 19 fouls committed by Centralia, 5 by Hiawatha. Bowers brings it up. Now some pressure applied by Bowers. Excuse me, from Bowers. Got a dribble middle, kicks in the corner, tanking fires away a three. Contested three, and we get a contest by Moore, and he's triple teamed on the rebound and dump it off. Pushing it up, it's a 3-on-2. In the corner, they'll settle for a three, and it somehow goes in. It was high arcing. Didn't look like it had a chance to go in off of his hand, but it goes for Zach Kappelman. And it's now 26-20 with 2 minutes left. So maybe Centralia either rethinking their strategy here a little bit. No, they're not going to. They're just going to continue to play keep away here. Inside the circle, Bowers. And miscommunication on where Kramer was going. He moved away from the basket, and Bowers threw it away. Centralia might have to be more aggressive on offense here, as Hiawatha's defense, although kind of unorthodox, is working. 1:35 now left to go. 26-20. Chance to get within one possession. Pass is intercepted. Gaffman's trying to give it up to Keough on a pick and roll. And here comes Tanking, looking to push. Three ball on the way for Bowers from the near side corner. Air ball. Heinen saves it. No, he does not. His foot was on the line. 1:22 now left. It's been a very bizarre back half of the second quarter. Boswell now with it. He's been scoreless in the second quarter. Or I take that back. He has 15 points. Six in the second quarter. I don't know what I was thinking. Has been a minute since he has made a three, though. Nice pass inside, but shot is no good by Morton. Ripping it away is Kramer, but Morton gets it back. It's up top. Kappelman fires away another three. That one no good from straight away all alone. He'll try another one. No, he will not. Pull it down. Kick it. Rocky, three-pointer, far side, wide open. This one is no good. Nice box out by Talley. Boxing out Boswell. He gets the rebound. 47 seconds left in the quarter. Still 26-20. Petrelia with the ball. Defended by Boswell. Some heavy ball pressure now. Now Bowers kicks it in the corner near side of Tanking. Keough defending. Not very heavy pressure on him, though. Get back to the top. Kramer, now to Bowers. Midside of Centralia circle. Gets his play signal from head coach Evans. Pass aside is deflected, but fouling Heinen was Caden Morton. That is his third personal, so the scorer's desk did have that wrong earlier. 24 seconds left, 26-20. Petrelia with the ball after the Hiawatha foul. Inbound. Pick in the corner all alone. Talley for three. That one's a little too strong. Rebound by Kramer, but it's going to be a push against the Redhawks. It's against Kappelman, so that's going to be 1-1. Team foul number 7. 16.9 seconds left. Chance to make this a three-possession game once again. He knocked down the front end here. Free throw's on the way. That one too strong. No good. Rebound by Kappelman. 12 seconds left. Rocky, cross-court pass to Boswell. Fires away a three off one dribble. Left is short. 8 seconds left for Centralia. Now to push it. Now 5 seconds up ahead to Tanking. 3 seconds left to Heinen. He dropped the pass from the far side block. With 1.2 seconds left, Hiawatha will get the ball back with minimal time. Pressure brought on by Centralia. In his two, Rocky fires away a three-quarter court shot, is off the mark. And that is how the second quarter comes to an end. So just 6 points scored by the Panthers. And Hiawatha, with 10 points, makes it a ball game again. It's 26-20. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your halftime show brought on by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. In just a little bit, again, our score 26-20 here on 92.1 KMZA and online, Hiawatha Channel, MSCSports.net.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
26-20 our score at the half. It's Centralia over Hiawatha. And what a first half it was. Centralia dominated that first quarter, outscoring the Redhawks 20-10, but then Hiawatha coming right back and outscoring the Panthers 10-6 in that second quarter to make it a game once again. Take a look at your scoring totals from the first half so far. First for Hiawatha, leading the way in scoring was Cameron Boswell. He had 4 three-pointers. He has 13 points, and he is currently leading the way as of right now amongst all scorers. Also 3 points for Zach Kappelman, and a free throw apiece for David Keough and Cooper Jacobson. As for Centralia leading the way in scoring, it's Paxton Bowers. He has 13, scored all of those points in the first quarter, and 11 points from Trenton Talley as well, with 2 points from Reese Tanking. So not a whole lot of individual scores, but just a lot of players, just having a few of their players really have some really big first halves so far. And that has kind of been what's been going on for both teams in this first half. It's been a back-and-forth, exciting, very fast-paced game, and we have a two-possession ball game as a result. We're going to take another break, and we'll come back with more from your halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. We'll be back here in a few minutes. You're on 92.1 KMZA and on the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Celebrate the season with these timely specials featured in the holiday sale flyer from Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Crescent brand 35-piece mechanics tool sets for just $39.99. Accorded Sozzle reciprocating saw for just $119.99. They even have Milwaukee Demolition reciprocating 9-inch saw blades on sale. Stock up on Duracell double or AAA batteries for just $4.49 a 4-pack. You'll find other hand tools and handy items in their holiday sale flyer, with lots of gifts ideas possible at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Specials end December 15th.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, It's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College. It's Centralia 26, Hiawatha 20, as we finish up our halftime here. Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Had one missed tally on a Hiawatha Redhawk. Actually, Kappelman has 5 points, not three. Didn't credit him for his two-point basket in the first quarter. By the way, that two-point basket is the only two-point field goal that Hiawatha has made all game. All they've done is made three-pointers and free throws besides that one two-pointer. And as for Centralia, for the second half, as we now take a look to our keys to the second half, Centralia, they would love to get a more balanced scoring attack because Brock Reinecke had 13 points in the first quarter, was held scoreless in the second quarter, and as a result, Centralia's offense wasn't able to get into a rhythm because nobody else was really able to score. Trent Talley, he had also a nice first quarter. He had 7, and he has held to 4 in the second quarter, and the only other two-point basket coming from Reese Tanking. So they were held to just 6 points in that second quarter. As for Hiawatha, they're kind of going through the same thing, except they don't really have that second guy that's really been able to step up. It's been Cam Boswell. He had 13 points. He had 4 three-pointers and a free throw. And Zach Kappelman off of the bench has 5 points. But other than that, nobody else has made a field goal. A couple free throws, one from David Keogh and one from Cooper Jacobson off the bench. So both teams need to find more of a balanced scoring attack here in the second half. I think a team that finds a more even balanced attack be able to win this game. So again, it's 26-20. Centralia trying to improve to 3-0 on the season. As for Hiawatha, they're looking to get to 2-1. After this one's over, the rest of 2022 for Hiawatha looks like this. They'll go back home for two games on the 13th against Nemaha Central and the 16th against Holton. And they go on the road on the 20th against Riverside. As for Centralia, they stay here for a game against Onega on the 13th, and then go on the road for their last two games of the new year, or rather of the old year, I guess you can say. I guess every year is a new year, technically, but 12-16, they have Washington County, and on the 20th, they have Wetmore on the road. Centralia gets the ball out of the break, and we're back underway. Bowers gets it to Mav Becker, who left with a foul trouble. He's back in the game. Reinecke from the corner, gives it to Becker, fires away a three. That one missing everything, going out of bounds. Might have grazed the net, but it's an air ball. Becker held scoreless in that first half. So the Redhawks get the ball out of the break, and it will be Ashton Rocky, the senior point guard, bringing the ball back up. Goes to the far side, takes handoff, Now it gets up to Boswell. Now back to Rocky. Fires away. Contested three. That one too strong. Back over the nice box set on Rocky. The ball goes to him, and it's going to be a foul. Push in the back, I believe, against Rocky. And it will be. And it's his first personal, first team. Inbound to Bowers. Nice toss from Becker to get it to him. Brannicki now near side corner. Now back to Bowers. Becker from the top of the key. Bowers near side. Now back to Reinicke. Jab step as Hiawatha back in that 2-3 zone. Far side corner for Kramer. Tally working the interior. Driving baseline is Kramer. Stops the short corner. Defended by Keogh. Nice cut inside by Bowers, but he misses the layup. It was heavily defended. The Redhawks come up with it. Pass up ahead is through the hands of Morton. Well, I guess not through, but off the hands of Morton, since he just put one hand up there. 6:55 left to go. Quarter number three, 26-20, Centralia leads Hiawatha. Looking for our first basket of this third quarter. Becker has it near side wing, on top of the key for Bowers. Looking from beyond the attack line of the volleyball courts. That is orange-colored, three-point line in black. Becker now gives it near side corner to Tally. Top of the key now for Bowers. Cross-court pass. Tally thought about the three. Nice closeout by Keogh. Beg your pardon for Morton, who's working that near side interior defense. Four out, one in. Now they give it in to Tally. He now comes out. Five on out. Reinicke takes a three. That one's no good. Rebounds by... That was Kramer misses a shot. Now Tally with a putback. That one's no good. Kramer, another offensive rebound. Now he's fouled. Four tries for Centralia as Hiawatha couldn't board it. That one goes against David Keogh. That is his third personal, second team foul. First free throw on the way for Kramer. No good. Rattles out. And Coach Nick Evans not happy about unable to get that free point there, make it a three-possession game. But he gets that one down. Kramer with his first point of his game. It's 27-20. Keogh drives from the perimeter. Nice little flip shot. It's up and good. Very well done. Nice touch by the big fella. That's his first field goal. Second two-point field goal of the game by the Redhawks. It's 27-22. Driving baseline is Reinicke. Hit near side. Kramer on about the 16-footer. Set drives. Baseline and scores. His first field goal of the game. He has all three of Australia's second-half points. It's now 29-22. 5.5 now to go in the third quarter. Here's Boswell. Drives far side. Kicks. Head fake by Keogh. Kicks near side. Drive by Rocky. Kicks to Keogh. Now top of the key. Isaac. Three-pointer on the way. That one's no good. Rebound to Paxton Bowers. Defended by Keogh all the way. Now gives it up to Reinicke. High post for Tally. Drives right side. Double team. Now kicks it out. Becker, Reinicke now to Tally, far side corner. Fires away a three, defended by Keogh. That one's left short. Rebound by Keogh. Now it's to Rocky. Now up ahead to Isaac. Nice little touch pass to Morton. Now to Rocky for a three straight away. That one is good. Ashton Rocky makes his first basket of this game. It's now 29-25. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Near side corner, Kramer. Now to Bowers. Lob pass inside to Tally. And he couldn't handle it. It was a little bit too high. It's a turnover by the Panthers. Kappelman in the game for the Redhawks and for Isaac. Like Isaac getting a break. Here's Keogh with the ball. Gives it to Kappelman. He has 5 points on his day. Bounce pass to Boswell. Is off his foot. And it's out of bounds. Morton tried to get it to him. It's a half dribble, half pass. Now chance for Centralia to answer. Make it a three-possession game possibly once again. Hasn't been that yet, though, here in this half. I guess it has. It was 27-20. Bounce pass, Reinicke. Spin move to the inside and lost the ball. Rocky with a steal, and now a steal right back. Boswell turns it over to Becker. Becker looks to push. Reinicke, short corner near side, drives. Nice pass to Kramer's rejected out of there by Keogh. He rips it away. Rocky now looks to push for Hiawatha. Lob pass, near side block, goes to work as Morton from the block, and he's good. Good touch by Caden Morton as his first score of the day. It's now 29-27. 3.5 now left to go. High post, bounce pass to Talley, drives right side, and scores. Nice spinner off the glass. Timeout called by Centralia. That is Talley's first field goal of the second half. It's 31-27. 3:29 left to go. And we'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to our Game of the Week brought to you by Purdue State College here on 92.1 KMZA and on the Hiawatha Channel at msesports.net.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Got some scores for you. Worse for a girls' final. Moore Hillbound Academy defeats Oskaloosa in the NEKL 48-34. And we have one other halftime score. Fulton leads Nemaha Central in the boys' game 30-19. Meanwhile, here, Centralia still leading Hiawatha, but the gap has shrunk. It's now 31-27 with 3:29 to go in the third quarter. Hiawatha gets the ball out of the break, and we are back underway. Ashton Rocky brings it up for the Redhawks. Defended by Bowers. Dribbles to his left. Gives it up to Kappelman. Now to Keogh. Drives right on Kramer. Now hands it off. Boswell has it. Near side wing. Rocky gets it. Drives right side. Has a lane. Shot up over Tanking. No good. Rebound by Bowers. Good job collapsing by Reese Tanking. And a Wolf chance as stripped from behind. But Tanking gets it. Shot up on the runner. No good. Gets his own miss. Off the glass. That one is good. Reese Tanking now has 4 points. It's 33-27. Rocky hands it off. Boswell in the corner, far side for Rocky. Top of the key. Nice head fake by Kaplan. Drives. Nice dump ball pass to Keogh. Kick it out. One more pass. Three ball on the way. That one is good. Ashton Rocky knocks down the tray. He has six. Both of his three-pointers have come in this quarter. It's back to a three-point game, 33-30. One possession game here in Centralia. Talley trying to respond with a three of his own, and he knocks it down. His first three since the first quarter. He has 16. It's 36-30. 2:20 to go, quarter number three. Kappelman law pass in the corner. Keogh, one dribble baseline. Now gives up to the top. Hands it off. That was Rocky. You had it momentarily. Morton. Nice head fake. Kappelman drives. They're getting passes. Mandel lays it off from the left side with his right hand. Zach Kappelman, the senior, has seven off the bench. And it's 36-32. Bounce past the high post for Talley. He has a lane to drive. Straight away, it goes off the backboard. Nobody came over to help. He now has 18. Gappelman, far side wing, defended by Tanking. Lob pass down low for Keogh, too high, and stolen away by Reinicke. 3-on-1. That spin move to the inside. Layup is no good, though. And now a foul against Centralia. Missed opportunity for the Panthers to expand their lead. And now they have a chance for, now Hiawatha has a chance to get back within one possession here with a three-point basket. Half out goes against Reese Tanking, his first and team's first. Rocky brings it up for the Redhawks. High post entry pass to Keogh. Now gives it back to Rocky. Far side wing. Coming off a screen and collecting the pass is Kappelman. Top of the key. High post catch more. Nice backdoor cut by Boswell. He lays it in on the right side over Bowers. Boswell finally has his first basket of the second half. He has 15. Now 38-34. Jumps up by Bowers as he drives. Top of the high post. Fadeaway jumper no good by Talley. Long rebound. Gathered by Rocky. Now pushing the tempo. 2-on-1. Nice catch by Boswell. He lays it in. Extending the full length of his body to catch that one. And he lays it off the glass beautifully. He has 17. It's 38-36. 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Bowers bounce pass far side corner. Reinicke drives baseline. He's stopped. Top of the key. It's intercepted by Boswell. one-on-one, and he will try to lay it in with his right hand, and he does. And we are tied. 38-38 with 28 seconds left in the third quarter. What a turnaround here by the Redhawks in this third quarter. Kramer top of the key, now far side wing for Boswell. 15 seconds left now, bounce pass. Coming out to make the catch is Sally, near side wing. Kramer makes the catch, near side wing. Now 10 seconds left. Corner, near side tanking. Puts on the floor once, kicks it out. 5 seconds left. Drive, Kramer, stops. 3 seconds, tanking. Kicks it out, Tally at the buzzer. Got it! 3-pointer at the horn for Trenton Tally. He gets 10 points in the quarter. He has 21 on the game. Centralia back in front by 3. 41-38. We got a good one. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA and on the Hiawatha Channel, MSCSports.net.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Redhawks get the ball out of the break. They trail 41-38 going into the fourth quarter. Just past high post, Keogh has it knocked away. It's loose on the floor. Excuse us, Morton. And a jump ball is going to favor Centralia. Leading the way in scoring for the Panthers is Trent Talley. He has 21. Ruck Reinecke, he has 13, getting all 13 of those in the first quarter. Leading the way in scoring for the Redhawks is Cam Boswell. He has 19. Zach Koppelman has 7, and Ashton Rocky has 6. All 6 of those points coming in the third quarter. So Centralia a chance to grow their lead after getting a stop. Reinecke from the far side corner, bounce pass up top to Bowers. Becker collects it, top of the key. Now back to Bowers. High post, Tally collects. This is to Bowers. 3 ball straight away. That one off the left side, no good. Rebound by Rocky. He's double-teamed, trying to bring it up, and he's fouled. I'm quite sure how smart that is as Trenton Tally picks up the personal. Fortunately, though, that's only his first personal. Second team foul. Both teams with 2 team fouls apiece. Inbound goes to Rocky. 7:20 to go in our game. 41-38, Centralia leads Hiawatha. Coming off a curl, collecting is Kappelman. Keogh now has it. One dribble, gives it up. Back to Kappelman. Near side wing. He'll hand it off. Boswell with it. Good defense for Centralia. They're in a man-to-man. Driving baseline is Kappelman to the top of the key. Morton now to Keogh. 7 minutes now left to go. Trying to give it to Boswell, and they do. Far side wing. Keogh from the top. Stops. And trying to find Boswell and lobs it to him. Drives, kicks, Kappelman. 3-pointer on the way. Good! And we are tied. Zach Kappelman with the big 3-pointer. He has 10. What a shot by the senior for the Redhawks. Becker into the corner, gives it to Reinecke, looking to give it to Tally. It's a high post, can't find it. Now they get it to him. Long two. That one is good for Trenton Tally. He has 23. One full shoe length inside the three-point line. It's 43-41 Centralia. Nice backdoor cut by Morton. Layup good from straight away. Nice pick and roll. Morton now has 4. His second 2-point field goal of our game. Hiawatha goes back into their zone. Pass fake from Becker, now gives to Bowers. Bounce pass by post for Tally. Drives left side, stops, has it stripped away. Nice hands by Ashton Rocky. Pushing it up ahead. It's stolen right back by Bowers. Find the back move, looking to push it up ahead for the Panthers. Bounce pass is Reinicke. Hasn't scored since the first quarter. That one's way off the mark on a long two. Rebound for the Redhawks. Nice pass, Morton. Excuse me, because that was Morton. Give it up. And three-pointer is good. Far side wing for Kappelman again. He has 13. Timeout called by the Panthers. And rather, Hiawatha now leads 46-43, 5:24 to go. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA and online, MSCSports.net, Hiawatha Channel.
If you're toy shopping this year, don't miss the selection and the special toy sale pricing at Hein and True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca. Through December 31st, save 20% off toys. And these are name brand toys like Tommy, Bruder, and Big Farm. Hein's has a great selection of farm tractors and implements, construction equipment toys, and other toys that will bring hours of enjoyable playtime for your kids and grandkids. See the toy savings you'll find at Hein and True Value Farm Supplies at 307 Main in downtown Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha has its first lead in a long time as they are up 46-43 with 5:24 to go. Centralia has the ball out of the break. What a job by the senior Zach Kappelman. Off the bench has 13 points, 6 here in the fourth quarter, with two big time three-pointers. Trying to prevent Boswell from getting the ball, and as a result, Kappelman is broken free, and he has really stepped up big time. Bounce pass near side corner to Reinicke. Give it to Bowers, high post for Reese Tanking. Fires away a 15-footer, that one is pure! Reese Tanking at 6. It's now 46-45, Hiawatha. Take the handoff for Rocky. Gives it up to Boswell. He works to work from the top of the key. Now gives it to Kappelman. Far side wing. Puts on the floor once. Gives it up to Rocky. Got about 3. Drives. Stops. Far side corner. Kappelman with it. Hands it off to Keough from beyond the arc. Goes to drive. Lob pass near side corner for Boswell. On the run. Gives it up. Dumps it back to Rocky. He'll drive and kick. And whistle and a foul against the Panthers on the floor. 13 fouls. That one is credited to Matt Becker, his third. Lob is to Morton. He'll hand it off to Rocky. He'll get it from the near side wing. He'll hand it off. Kappelman with it. 4.5 now left to go. 46-45 Hiawatha. Man-to-man defense for Centralia. Near side corner. Hand off. Here's Boswell with it. Near side wing. Top of the key now for Rocky. He's on the floor with his left hand. Gives it up. Far side wing for Keough. Keough looking. Now finds Boswell. Top of the key. The defensive possession for Centralia so far. Kappelman now with the top of the key. It's a bunch of dribble handoffs for the Redhawks. Forcing him right is Bowers. Hands it off to Keough. Stops right at the three-point line. Gives it up. Driving his Boswell middle. Kicks it. Now near side for Keough. 3:50 now left to go. Long possession for Hiawatha. Haven't had many looks at all to get to the basket. Good screen set up by Kappelman. Getting Rocky free. Gives it to Keough. Back to Kappelman. Holds on to it. Takes a deep breath. Nice cut into the paint. Rocky tries to kick it out of the corner. Morton has it deflected out of bounds by Talley. Redhawk ball. Australia trying to keep up that lockdown defense. They're doing a fantastic job so far. Keough looking inbound. Lobbing it. Deflected out of bounds. I'll try it again. Right in front of the Centralia student section. Pretty good turnout here in the Centralia gym. On the inbound, timeout's going to be called by Coach Smith of the Redhawks. 30-second break. We'll take it with them. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online on the Hiawatha Channel at mscsports.net.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
out of the break. Hiawatha still in front, 46-45. 3:35 left to go in the contest. Inbound in the backcourt. Gives it to Rocky. He'll drive and looks for Boswell. Comes off a screen, firing a three. That one rattles in and out. It was halfway down, and Bowers collects the rebound for Centralia. Callie drives baseline, stops underneath the basket, kicks it out to Reinicke at the baseline. Now top of the key for Bowers. Right back to Reinicke. High post, turning and firing is tanking on a mid-range two. No good. Rebound by Keo. It's a good look. Tanking didn't have his body square to the rim, though. Was unable to get that one where he wanted. 3 minutes now left to go. 46-45 still. Red Hawks lead at the Panthers. Far side corner. Boswell with the ball. Gives up to Keo. Far side wing. Now dribbles towards the middle. Hands off to Boswell. Now to Kappelman. Now to Keo. He's working way far away from the basket. About 40 feet away is where they're operating right now. Now they're looking to crash. Boswell dumps it down low for Morton. Shot up. No good, but he's fouled. Team foul number 4 against Australia. And that one's going to go against Trent Talley. That is his second personal. 2 free throws coming for the big man, Caden Morton, the junior. First free throw off the right side of the rim and no good. Brock Kramer checking in for Reese Tanking. What a job Tanking has done here this evening. Off the bench, 6 points, mid-range jumpers. Second free throw is no good, 0 for 2, rebound Reinicke. He's running after the miss. Drive, jump stop, took an extra step, that should have been a travel. Now Bowers has it, top of the key, far side wing, Becker. And Bowers drives in the paint, spins around his man, nobody helps, shot is no good. Rebound by Morton. Push up ahead, nice pass Kappelman. And Boswell can't get the shot to go from the near side block. Rebound, Talley. He looks to push for Centralia. Now he'll give it up to Bowers. They'll try to settle things in here. Bounce pass near side, Becker to the corner. Now back to Bowers. 2 minutes to go in this one. So 46-45, Hiawatha. A pass for Kramer. Nice one, hit it, snag underneath the basket, and he lays it in. Brock Kramer with 5 points. And Centralia back in front with 1:51 left to go. Timeout is called. We'll step aside for 60 seconds this time here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online on the Hiawatha channel, MSCSports.net.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Hiawatha with the ball out of the break. They trail 47-46 here in Centralia, 1:48 remaining. Rocky with the ball. Takio. Now back to Rocky from the far side wing. Dribbles to the middle of the court and calls out the play. Lob pass goes to Kappelman in the corner. Morton gives it back to Kappelman. On the near side wing. Good man-to-man defense by the Panthers. Backdoor cut by Rocky to Keo. 3 ball on the way by Boswell. Got it! Cameron Boswell with another 3. That's the 5th one he's made today. First one since the second quarter. He has 22 points, and it's 49-47 Hiawatha. 1:12 to go. And now a pass off the foot of Kappelman. And Centralia will inbound near half court on the far side. What a game we have here in Centralia. It was a 10-point lead for the Panthers after the first quarter. And the Redhawks have been slowly inching their way to getting back to being on top. And now a timeout's going to be called by Coach Evans for Centralia. Let's step aside for just 30 seconds this time with 107 left here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online. Be sure to check out our Hiawatha channel. You don't want to miss the ending here on MSCSports.net.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Hiawatha leads Centralia 49-47. 107 left. Centralia gets the ball out of the break. Reineke. That's an over and back. Reineke caught the ball in the front court and threw it in the back court to Bowers. That was just a total brain fart by the senior Brock Reineke. So Hiawatha gets the ball back after the miscue. Inbound goes to Rocky. Pass up ahead to Morton. The layup is up. No good. It was wide open. Gets his own miss. It's stripped out of bounds. It'll stay with Hiawatha. So a couple mistakes from both teams here. 58.5 seconds left now on the clock. Boswell to inbound. Inbound is to Morton and gets it to Rocky. Pro screen gets it to Boswell in the corner, but Reineke commits the personal. Fifth team foul. And for Reineke, that's his third. 53.3 seconds left. Inbound near sideline for Keough. They get it to Morton. Back to Keough. Two lengthy forwards giving it to one another. And Kappelman has trapped his double team. And I believe it's going to be a foul called against Reineke. I thought it was a jump ball, but they give the personal to Reineke, so that is going to be his fourth. Inbound for Keough once again. And the miscommunication on the inbound. He thought that Rocky was going to keep going towards the bucket, and he stopped. He threw it to him underneath the basket. It goes out of bounds. Turnover. Both teams some miscues on inbounds here. Now 47.1 seconds left. Centralia gets the ball back. Chance to tie or take the lead. Becker with a two. Bowers. Back to Becker. Far side corner. Talley fires away to three for the lead. Left that short. Offensive rebound though by Bowers. Hands it off. Kramer wide open for three this time. That one rattles in and out. Rebound by Morton. He's double teamed and fouled on the rebound. A couple great looks for the Panthers. Both of them were halfway down and they just popped out. And Morton a little shaken up. That is team foul number 7, actually, committed by the Panthers. According to the scoreboard, as that one goes against Trenton Talley. That is his third. So 1-1 free throws coming up for Caden Morton. They are big ones. Chance to make this a two-possession game with 30.3 seconds left. But he's got to make this first one, of course. Shoot that second one. Running on its way. It rattles out. Rebounds to Australia. Another chance for the Panthers. They trail 49-47. 25 seconds left in the game. Bowers gets a screen from Tanking. Goes off to the left side. He is rejected out of there by Morton. It'll stay with the Panthers. What a block by the big fella. 19.7 now left. Talley to inbound. Box formation for the Panthers. Couple screens going upwards. Off the screen is Kramer, driving left side. He's out. And one! Look, Kramer! Came off the screen from the near side elbow, collected the pass, took one dribble, and was fouled from behind by Morton. He fouled number 3. That is his fourth. Free throw is good! And Centralia takes the lead with 17.3 seconds left. Timeout is called. It's a full timeout. We'll step aside for just 30 seconds, though. Again, 17.3 seconds left. Centralia leads Hiawatha 50-49. You are listening to the Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online at the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net.
finishing your degree around a busy schedule, last class not offered on your campus, simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
17.3 seconds left. Centralia leads Hiawatha 50-49. What a game that has been. Back and forth all game long. Red Hawks chance to take the lead right here. They'll inbound at the full distance. Centralia bringing pressure man-to-man here. Rocky, the point guard, will go off a curl screen, and he'll split the pass. Defended by Bowers with 15 seconds left. On the floor, 10 seconds left. Junior dribble gets to Keo. 7 seconds left. Throws it away to Sally with the steal. On the runaway, tanking with the layup. He's not fouled. He misses the layup. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Hiawatha with 1.2 seconds left. Kramer checks in the game for Becker. So again, all Centralia has to do is throw the ball down the other side of the court with 1.2 seconds left. Actually, no, you can just keep it on this side of the court. Gives it to Tanking, 1.2 seconds. He'll dribble it out, and that is it. Centralia survives at home, 50-49. An exciting finish here from Centralia. Panthers remain unbeaten. They are now 3-0 on the regular season. And Hiawatha falls to 1-2. We're going to step aside for a quick break. We'll try to take a deep breath and collect ourselves and get to our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Back in a couple minutes here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends. During this joyous time, or since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, ho, ho! I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1820.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house,
car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
50-49, Centralia wins. They hold off, they hold off Hiawatha. Fun one here tonight. Now time for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. Taking a look at your point totals from tonight's contest. First for the team that just came up shy on the scoreboard, the Redhawks. 22 points for Cameron Boswell. He was phenomenal tonight. Made a total of 5 3-pointers, and he was really just doing a little bit of everything for Hiawatha here tonight. Zach Kaplman. What a night he had off the bench. 13 points for him. He was second on the team in scoring. 6 points for Ashton Rocky. He got 2 big 3-pointers in the third quarter. 4 points for Caden Morton. 3 points for David Keogh, and a free throw for Cooper Jacobson. Now for Centralia, only 4 scorers. For the Panthers tonight, 23 points for Trenton Talley. What a day he had. 13 points for Brock Reineke. He had all of those in the first quarter. 8 points for Brock Kramer, and 6 for Reese Tankin. So this was a fun one. I mean, it was all Centralia to start out with, but then Hiawatha was able to claw their way back in the game, made it a contest. And it was 26-20 at the half. They made it a one-score game at the end of the third quarter, and then it was back and forth to the finish, and what a finish it was. A big shot down the stretch for Trenton Talley helped them get, or rather, for, excuse me, that was Reese Tankin who made that shot and made a big free throw as well. And then Hiawatha had one more opportunity and unable to make their shot. They turned it over, and that was it. And so this is an unbelievable performance. I mean, Centralia has really had to earn their 3-0 start. That's where Hiawatha, as mentioned, they fall to 1-2. Should be a very interesting game coming up as the Redhawks take on the Thunder of Nemaha Central coming up next Tuesday. They'll be back at home for that. As for the Panthers, they stay here coming up next Tuesday against Onega. So we're going to now crown our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So our player to bank on, it's got to be Trenton Talley. I mean, he was consistent all throughout the night. He had 7 points in the first quarter, had 4 in the second. Then had a big third quarter, had 10 points. He had 21 points going into the fourth quarter and made a two-pointer in the fourth quarter as well. And Brock Kramer, I mean, props to him. He had all 8 of his points in the second half, including some big-time jumpers. And so we're going to go ahead and give it to Trenton Talley tonight as he led the team in scoring for the teams that were on the right side of the scoreboard here this evening, which were the Centralia Panthers. So that's going to be it for us here this evening. 50-49 was our final score. Centralia gets past Hiawatha. Thanks so much for listening here on 92.1 KMZA, and we also stream online Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net. We have 4 of those channels for all of our area, for some of our area schools, and they do some great stuff there for video streaming. But thanks so much for tuning in. Kurt back in the booth, making it sound good. Jared Slubby with you on the call. Have a great weekend, everybody.